Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Karin from A Drop of Carnage, which is a podcast about gaming, and this is our first episode. And today I am joined by Ethan and Vivek, some of my greatest friends.
What's up, gamers? I'm Ethan.
What's up? It's Vivek.
Okay, well, let's get started. So, well, the first question I have for you guys are, like, what games are you playing right now? Like, personally, I've been playing a lot of Dota. I've tried Valorant, but I'm just so bad that I just couldn't play it. What are you guys playing?
Dude, Valorant has been deleted for like the past month because it takes all the bad stuff from CSGO and then all the bad stuff from Overwatch and just puts it in one
game. For me, I haven't been playing that many games recently, like at least in the hours I put in, but I've been playing Among Us a bit and CS. That's basically it for me right now. I've been trying to install Siege, but like, I don't think there's any way I'm about to clear 80 gigabytes for a game. So, yeah.
Bro, my computer would probably like crash looking at the webpage.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's insane.
That game, yeah. I've tried it once. You have to be like, it's a very different game. Like, it's
for sure.
It's somewhat mixed with like CSGO and Overwatch, but like a better version of Valorant.
It's
like a combat, like a hybrid of so many different games into one. It's a really interesting game, but yeah, it's huge. It's a huge game.
Yeah, the game is like actually pretty well balanced, and what I've been hearing is that they fixed a lot of the main issues that I had regarding hitboxes and stuff. But, like, I think there's also a point where a multiplayer game needs to be able to support, you know, people's, you know, setups and stuff without them needing to have, like, $1,000 PCs. So, like, for me personally, a good game needs to be, like, you know, something that a lot of people can run and need, like, the bare bones. Like, that's one of the greatest things about CS is that the game originates from, like, the 1990s or whatever. Which is like a time where no one really had that great access to technology. So they're like used to making games that anyone can run.
That's true, yeah. And like you look at like Modern Warfare, do you see how big it's 200, like what is it, 250 gigabytes for the
that's
game?
That's literally
the most
I have on my computer.
Exactly. If you were to download that, you wouldn't be able to do anything else on your computer. Dude, oh my god, that game is so big. And like, to be honest, no one even plays Modern Warfare. People play Warzone, not Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, bruh. And then Cold War is coming out, and apparently that's just as big.
Oh yeah, Cold War already came out. It looks really fun from what I've seen other people playing. But then again, it's the same matter of like, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to get it. So like,
yeah, like actually though. Like, yeah, honestly. So, you guys, Ethan, what do you have been... You've been playing Valorant, right? You said you had been playing Valorant.
No. stopped it's long gone. Like yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
How do you feel about that decision? I mean, I'll tell you this. I was glad I stopped when I did.
Honestly, when I like, stopped playing, I kind of thought, okay, maybe I might download it again, like, after, like, a few weeks. But, like, now... I don't really feel like doing that.
My main problem with Valorant is that I think, you know, utility is a great thing to have in a game. It really spices it up. Like with CS and stuff, it's pretty bare bones with like, it's just one-on-one combat and stuff. And then you've got like games like Overwatch that have come out over the years that have like really cool spins with like, oh yeah, the idea of tinkering with like new gadgets and stuff. And then, like, I think Valorant just does that way over the top. There's just too much going on.
That's true, yeah. It just, one, the skins are incredibly expensive. It costs $100 for 7 weapon skins and, like, a knife. And it's like, why would you pay that much for something that doesn't even, like, do anything at all in the game except for make you look rich.
Well, I mean, when you're a 5-year-old, you have like no concept of money, so
yeah,
that's true.
That's the one thing that I think, at least with CS, like, you know, even if you're older and you buy skins, like, they will retain a lot of their value. Like, that's like, it's like a whole market and everything. For Valorant, it's literally just like it's just linked to your account. In the future, they'll have no value unless, like, you know, obviously you sell your account or something.
Yeah, and that apparently goes against the terms of service, so it could get banned. Sure. Yeah. Like, yeah, there was this, I forgot, but in World of Warcraft, there was this guy that had the twin warglaives of Azanoth or something. And he sold the account for, like, $7,000 to some other guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, it became such big news that that account got banned by Blizzard. It was really funny. And the guy that got paid just, like, disappeared, and he never gave the money back to the guy who actually paid for it. It was really funny. But yeah, honestly, like Valorant, I've tried it. I've played it like twice. Yeah. I was really trying to get Killjoy because that's like my favorite character. She's literally like a hacker. That's like a really cool thing to have in the game. So like I was trying to get Killjoy. I played two games, got absolutely demolished in both, and I'm like, nah.
Let me stop you there, Karn. I think you're thinking of Sombra from Overwatch. Killjoy's not a hack. Oh, it actually.
Oh, right.
Well, I guess your ultimate is basically just Sombra.
Yeah, or EMP, right?
Yeah, a lot of.
Sombra's EMP. I used to play Overwatch, so yeah, I know some of the characters.
Yeah, okay.
Have you guys played Overwatch?
I haven't.
Yeah, I used to actually be a lot into Overwatch, but I gave up because my computer couldn't go past 20 frames per second.
See, I had a PS4, so yeah, I got Overwatch on that.
Oh, see, here's the problem, right? My PS4 is located on, like, the other side of the house. So my computer will have, like, decent internet, but, like, trash, like, frames.
Yeah.
While my PS4 will have, like, good frames because it's a PS4. Yeah. And then I'll just start teleporting across the map.
The lag. Oh, my God. Yeah. Overwatch is actually... Something?
My bad. I just feel like lag fix in some games. I don't know why. Some games handle lag so much better than other games. I swear, I could have really bad ping, and my, like, overall playability of the game will be so different if I play Rainbow compared to, like, CS. It's really weird.
Yeah. I guess, it's because if you want to have, like, good, like, like, if someone has a lot of lag, then you have to, like, include that in your code to make sure that they can also play.
Yeah.
With games like Rainbow, because they're so big and they have so many different moving parts, mm-hmm. it's just not possible to include that into your game.
Yeah. Like, for me, like, I noticed that some people who get, like, ping from, like, 130 to 160, which is, like, not an absurd ping by any means. It's, like, it's not great, but it isn't terrible. They'll actually have quite a bit of an advantage because, like, the way the game's made is that, like, it's trying to get literally anybody who has a computer that works should be able to play. So, like, they'll get some kind of an advantage, actually, if they play with higher ping. Obviously, not all of the time, but in certain situations. But for a game like Rainbow, it's, like, absurdly difficult. You'll literally just be teleporting and stuttering and everything. Half the time, you won't even be able to pull out your gun in gunfights or shoot.
Yeah. Ethan, have you had any bad, you just said your PS4 is located in, like, the worst part of the house.
Yeah.
So, who'd you main in Overwatch?
You know, it's been a while. I think I used to play a lot of D.Va, Roadhog, I think. I never really played any, like, attack or defense heroes because, first of all, they, like, got rid of the whole attack defense thing and just made a damage category now. And also, if you queued in damage, now if you queue in damage, you have to wait for like 12 minutes just to start a match.
Yeah, because no one wants to play damage. Everyone wants to play support and heal and stuff like that. But yeah.
Really?
No, that's the thing. Yeah. I think you're talking about the opposite card.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot more people would want to get kills and stuff than just be support.
Wait, then why would you have to queue up for 12 minutes? Because I haven't played in a very
everyone's picking damage. So
I mean, I don't play the game. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I get what you mean.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's I haven't played
like,
in a while.
So, it's just like games with, like, you can take, for example, like Valorant or Siege. Like, there's definitely operators in the game that are made to get kills. Like, in Valorant, I'd say that's, like, one of the biggest strengths about Omen. You're almost guaranteed to kill every time you use its ult or whatever. And that's why, like, characters like Sage and all, like, I'm not gonna lie, most of the people who aren't that good at shooting guns, those are the characters they end up playing because, like, they want to be able to help, but they themselves also acknowledge that they aren't the best with, like, FPS games.
Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of Sage, like, in the biggest, like, update, she, like, got Sledgehammer nerfed, so now she's literally useless.
She got what?
She got Sledgehammer nerfed. So what it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, that just means they got nerfed heavily. So her heal used to, like, heal you completely in the span of 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Now it only heals you up to 60 over 3 seconds. So not only is the heal less, but it's also much slower.
Wow.
And it, like, completely stops when you get hit. So, like, really useless.
Wait, they might have done that so more people are willing to pay Skye, the new hero, because she's also a healer.
That was way before they announced Skye.
Okay, that makes sense. But they could have been doing that just to, like, hype up Skye a little bit more.
No, I'll tell you why they did that, because Sage was basically seen as, like, a requirement in Valorant. Like, if you didn't have a Sage, you would basically lost.
It was, like,
so I guess they wanted to get rid of that.
Yeah, so it was, like, meta. It was, like, straight meta. Okay, that makes sense. So, we'll move on to the next topic. Have you guys, like, seen the new Xbox and the PS4? They look interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I always see this debate around Xbox and PS4, but, like, as a PC player, like, I've never done, like, my new due diligence and research, so I don't really know what to say much on the topic.
So, here's what I pretty much got from it. Xbox is if you literally just don't want to build your own PC, which I don't know why you wouldn't do that. And PS5, which is probably the one I would go for, it doesn't have as good stats as Xbox, but it's pretty close. It's a pretty close second. Yeah. And they have a lot of good exclusives, though, so that's why you would probably get the PS5.
Yeah, but, like, the thing with exclusives is Xbox bought Bethesda, so, like, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Doom, all of those are, like, now gonna... Well, some of them, because Microsoft announced that some of the, like, most of the games that they're gonna make from Bethesda are gonna be Xbox exclusive. So, like, that just, like, screws over people with PS5s and stuff.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me that they actually got good exclusives now that's not just Halo?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got, like, Fallout, they got Elder Scrolls, Doom, they got a couple more. Those are, like, the main ones, though.
I'm gonna be honest, I only, like, know the names of those games. They don't actually know what they're like.
Okay, so, like, yeah, Fallout is, it's kind of like a... what is it, like, a post-apocalyptic first-person shooter.
I know.
And, like, you can, like, make builds and stuff like that. And then Elder Scrolls is kind of like a fantasy, like, RPG. Yeah. And then Doom is, you probably know what Doom is, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny shoot game.
Yeah, you just, like, blow up demons and it's really funny. Yeah.
Game's like 120 gigabytes on PC, I remember.
Yeah, the game is crazy. I like, people speed run the game, and, like, I've seen it, and it's crazy.
But do you wanna shoot a bunch of demons and funny explosions, or do you wanna play Femboy Ratchet?
Hey, yo.
Oh my god. Yeah, so also there's a new Miles Morales coming out for the PS5, so that's everyone got hyped for that. Because the first Spider-Man PS4 was so good. It was such
Everyone
a good
hyped
game.
That game up for a week. If I had a PS4, I definitely would have got it.
Yeah,
you see the meme circling around about, like, oh yeah, they changed, like, his shoes from Nikes to Adidas in the new game that's gonna be coming out for PS5.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Hilarious.
They changed his shoes?
Yeah, they changed it from Nike to Adidas.
I didn't even
know. Because they got sponsored by a different
company? They just got everybody flaming Adidas. Like, there's no way he's gonna get any girls in those.
I did not know about that.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny. Yeah. So Keshav actually pre-ordered the first Spider-Man.
Yeah, him and Mir were the people who were, like, talking about it a lot.
Yeah, like, he got me hyped up for that game. That game, I've played it once at his house. It was so good. Such a good game. Yeah. Hopefully they don't screw the pooch on this one.
For sure.
Yeah. Because now they got Miles Morales, and he has, like, very, like, unique abilities, like the electric shock and stuff.
I don't, is that canon? I actually don't know if that. Hold on, is that like in part of the game, or was that just from Into the Spider-Verse?
I think I don't. Yeah, someone mentioned that it was in the game because in the trailer he does shock someone.
Oh well, no, shock webs were also in the original. Were in the Spider-Man.
He's no, no, but like this, Miles Morales has an innate shock ability that like that he has. It's not webs. He like he can shock people with his hands.
Huh. That yeah. just that's be something built into the suit, right? It's not like one of his canon abilities.
Well, no, cause, like, yeah, because like in Into the Spider,
because they literally say that his power is he can do anything a spider can. I don't think spiders. I mean, unless like it's venom or something. Definitely, there's a spider out there that has the ability to like, I guess, shock or freeze someone using like maybe like, I don't know, something that cuts off your nerves. Like I know snakes can do that, but. I doubt that he has the ability without, like, using some type of gadget. In
a suit. Well, I don't know, because, like, the thing was, right, that's, like, Peter Parker, and, like, Into the Spider-Verse isn't canon, but, like, in that he had the ability to turn invisible.
And, oh, no, he can, no, I've actually, well, yeah, he actually can shock people, because some spiders can actually, like, it's a bioelectric shock. So, like, it, like isn't that through venom? Like, electricity, but, like, it's like a... Like static, he builds up static and then uses that to like shock people.
That is really weird. Cause I thought it'd be more like venom. Cause like I was saying earlier, there's snakes that can like, well, not really shock, but like paralyze. I thought it'd be more like that.
No, yeah, but that's
that would that's make really more interesting. Sense. Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
That sounds deadly. And he said children scared.
I mean, paralyze. Cause the whole point is that you paralyze and don't kill it, at least with like a lot of animals, because. That's what I thought it would be, just like paralyzed. Not is it like shock with electricity or is it paralyzing?
It's more like static. It's not like it's not paralyzing. No, it's like static. It's like static buildup and then they shock it. Like he uses like that buildup and then shocks people. And like build, I guess that could paralyze someone, but it's more like electrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're thinking more of like how Spider actually is, then you would probably like think of like. Them just melting their organs just by like stabbing them.
That's like acid or something.
Yeah, exactly. Because virus can do that probably. I know they can, yeah. Probably. I know this because I watched JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my god, I've heard so much about that.
I have one final question regarding the topic of Xbox versus PS5. You hear that they're adding to the PS5 like randomized party recordings that they'll send in or something?
Huh?
So, like, basically, like, you know, on the PS4 or whatever, you can, like, form parties with your friends and you can talk through them.
Yeah.
They're making it so that sometimes, like, your calls will get recorded and, like, anonymously sent. Not even anonymously. It'll get sent. And then if they think that you're, like, talking about, oh, yeah, like, dangerous stuff or whatever, they'll just ban you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait.
That's like one thing. That's like straight up like invasion of privacy.
Yeah, that's one thing that like a lot of people are saying about, and I saw a bunch of memes on it. Like, oh,
bro, isn't this the like FBI agent after stuff?
Hearing my port freestyle on the PS5 call or something? Yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds really creepy, to be honest.
Yeah, like I don't understand why the hell they'd want to add that unless like they're legally required to by law, which I don't think they are.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can. Yeah.
No, wait, that makes no sense though, because like
Sony they're definitely is a Japanese allowed country, to though, implement.
So
it.
I don't know. That's like. Kind of like it's because it has nothing to do with them really if it's
yeah that's what I Sony. Mean like they're definitely allowed to implement it if they put in their TOS or whatever, but I don't see why would they want to.
Yeah, they're in they're located, their headquarters in Japan, they don't have to listen to what the US says.
I mean, I don't even think about it like as a trouble with like, oh yeah, international privacy. It's just a matter of like if I'm talking about stuff with my friends on PS5, I don't think. Or at least in, like, even Discord. If I'm talking with some of my friends on Discord, I wouldn't want my calls to be getting sent anywhere. If I say something personal that I don't want anyone to know, why should other people get to know?
Yeah, that's also another problem with, like, these Alexas and, like, Google Homes. They listen into your conversations. So, like, people, like, if you speak a different language, then that's okay. Like, if you speak a different language at home like I do, then it's not that bad, but, like, if you speak only English, then that's kind of weird, because they're just listening to your conversation.
Exactly.
Like, you really never know when they're recording.
I'm not one of those people who's crazy about, like, technology's out to get me. But you also have to take in mind that, like, these companies and stuff that are doing it, they're massive. And they already kind of try and exploit our data privacy. We'd be getting personalized ads and stuff off of information that literally they shouldn't know about. Like, I swear, one time I was at a restaurant, I was talking about Harry Potter for no random reason. Like, I haven't talked about it or I haven't searched for it online ever. And then I open up YouTube and I see, like, 3 videos recommending something about Harry Potter. And I'm like, dude, what? I have never searched Harry Potter on YouTube or anything. Why the hell am I getting these videos now?
Maybe that's why when I start complaining about Valorant, I have, like, 5 Valorant compilations in my recommended.
And like, the craziest part is, like, this was when I had my Pixel 2, which is a phone literally made by Google. And they also own YouTube, so that just got me even more sussed out. Like, what are they doing?
Bro, oh my God. Data privacy.
I guess I wasn't, like, I'm not as worried about data privacy because, like, in my mind, I know they don't care what I'm doing or, like, what I'm looking up. Even if I'm, like, buying guns, they don't care. They just want to sell me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Data privacy is kind of becoming a bigger problem, but definitely. It only matters if you're, like, it doesn't really matter that much unless you're, like, doing something bad or anything like that. Because they're just trying to sell you stuff. Like Ethan said, they're just trying to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy them. They're not, like, forcing you to buy them or anything.
It's only going to be a real problem if they start, like, partnering with the government.
There's, like, this debate about, like, people, like, there's, like, algorithms that can predict people that would more likely commit crimes before they even happen.
Yeah.
So then there's the problem of, like, I haven't even committed anything. Why are you arresting me?
Yeah. You're gonna do it, but the thing is, I haven't done it. Like, that's the thing that, like, if you've watched the show called, what is it, Criminal Minds. Like, a lot of times, they know exactly who the killer is, but they need to wait for them to make their next move or fabricate a situation where they'll act and do something illegal in order to arrest them. Even if they know for sure that someone's going to do something, they shouldn't be legally allowed to just go and arrest them without, like, you know, the event actually happening.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, obviously, you know, you're, like, a terrorist or something and they find all your plans about, how you're going to blow up something. They don't need to wait for you to actually do anything then. Then they have evidence. But if they're using these algorithms and, you know, quote-unquote just predicting that you're going to do something, that isn't enough evidence to arrest someone on.
I just realized.
So on the lighter side of terrorism, not like that's a lighter side, like there was this like funny, like, do you guys know who Ali G is?
No clue.
Okay, so he's this like comedian from Great Britain. So then he was talking to like some like I think it was the Secretary of Defense for the United States or something. Like he talked to like Trump and like everyone like that. He was talking to the Secretary of Defense and he's like, why don't we work with the terrorists? So like, just tell them we want that building demolished. So just blow it up to have your fun. Just don't blow up the other one. And he was like, wait a minute.
I think I actually saw that clip somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Ali G. He's so funny. Oh my God. That guy is really funny. I guess we can move on to our next topic. Oh, you were saying something? Sorry.
Yeah, most terrorism is religious, though. So they wouldn't even like.
Yeah, they don't just blow stuff up for the fun of it. Like,
yeah, they won't. Like, as we learned, like, if it's helping, if it's gonna help them, they're probably gonna leave.
If it promotes their cause, and then there's like a couple of other reasons. I forget.
Yeah.
So have you guys, I guess we'll move on to our next topic, which was, I was thinking about Apex and like there's a lot of things going around about Apex because it's like, apparently some people are saying it's like growing like crazy. Some people are saying it's like dying.
I have not heard of that game since it got released.
I know one person that plays that game. Who? And that's like it. You don't know who he is. He's like one of my classmates. One of the few that actually still like goes.
That is weird. Okay. I've not heard of that game in so long, man.
Yeah, like
I'd Apex, say it's dead. I would.
I saw an update for it, and I was like, "Who still plays this?"
Yeah.
And like, they're like their in-game like purchases and stuff. Like, it's so expensive. Like Valorant, It's crazy, like hundreds. Oh, I think for Apex,
it's actually like a lot better. Like, at least if you want to like perk out one specific character. Like, I only had like I think 6 hours in the game, but like I got Mirage, I got a legendary outfit for him, and I got like whatever quip I wanted for him. It's yeah, so, like, I mean, if you know who you're gonna main early on, it isn't that expensive. But obviously, if you want to get every outfit and everything, then it would be. But for Valorant.
Yeah.
There's no in-game currency that you can actually earn by being good at the game, I think, at least.
You can earn.
I mean, I could be wrong. Valorant
doesn't have an in-game currency like that?
No, you have to, like, buy it.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's honestly probably a lot better marketing tactic to make it so that people can earn stuff. Because then, like, let's say they're halfway there, so I've earned half of it, let me just pay $20 and get the other half so I can unlock something. I think it provides a good incentive, yeah.
That's so greedy. Like, you can't even, like, progress or do anything. Sure.
That's one thing that I like about CS a lot as well. That, like, you get, like, weekly item drops and stuff. And, like, it's actually, like, really well made. Like, especially for the operations. Like, you know how in, like, modern games now? I think they kind of stole the idea, but it's whatever. Like, an operation pass. You know, it's, like, DLC content.
Okay, like a battle pass?
Yeah,
like...
exactly. Battle pass. Yeah. So, like, CS has had that concept since, like, 2005. And what they made it is that you have the option to buy a battle pass. And by completing missions and stuff, you, like, unlock... You get, like, weapon drops and stuff. Like, back in 2016... There was Operation, or not, I think it was like 2018, to be honest. 2018, there was an operation called Hydra. I got the battle pass was $15, and I got a weapon drop for an item that's worth $40.
Dang, really?
Yeah, so, and like, the chance of getting a good item drop wasn't even that crazy either. Wow. So, like, I really like when games do stuff like that, especially with games that, like, you know, there's an actual, like, store or whatever. Not like games like Valorant, where only your account would be worth something if you spent money on it.
Yeah, like that's there's the same concept in Dota, except Dota is a little bit, like, more greedy, because, like, you can't level up through the battle pass.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. You have to pay to get, like, higher up. So that's one thing I don't like about Dota, but, like, Dota's, like, my favorite game. And I played a lot, so, like, it's still pretty good, though. You can, like, still definitely do stuff.
Yeah,
and they also have, like, a market system as well.
Yeah, that's, like, one thing that I think... Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Ethan.
Oh, they're both Valve games, so, I mean, a lot of the stuff that you find in CSGO will probably be present in Dota 2 as well.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, games on Steam, I just genuinely think are superior, because so many people use Steam, and there's an actual, like, you know, active marketplace.
That's true.
Like, actually putting in hours might, you know, get you a little bit of money if you really wanted it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Vivek, you remember Anderson?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like investing in TF2 hats during middle school. He was like he was talking about how he was like trying to sell this new hat to someone for like $20 or something.
Jeez. Yeah, that even reminds me of something. I bought this really crappy skin in CS, like, in 2017 or something, for, like, 60 cents. It's worth $33 now.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, you can search it up. It's called the M4A1S Darkwater. I can just put the link in Discord if you want, but, like, if you look at the graph for it for, like, lifetime, you can literally check, like, this thing went up crazy in the past, like, year or so.
Yeah, so honestly, like, the Steam marketplace is such a good, like, a place to, like, kind of learn stock trading, because it's, like, it's pretty much a simulation of stocks. It's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's actually helped me a lot, to be honest.
Okay, Karan, the finance guy.
Like, actually, I'm not joking. It's actually helped me a lot, learned a lot about finance.
Like, for me, like, I actually do, like, a little bit of stocks. So not really anymore, but in summer I was. Like, it definitely helps you to kind of, try and take in a play, like, volume and stuff. And what do you genuinely think will be worth a lot in the future? Like, have you heard about the company called Nikola?
Nikola?
NKLA.
Is it a cryptocurrency?
No. It's like a EV company, electric vehicles.
Oh, so really? Nikola.
Yeah, just Google it and go to the the 1 year graph. When you see that huge spike?
Sounds like Tusk.
Let me search up real
quick. Yeah. NKLA.
Market summary. One sec. Why won't it let me click on it?
You can just search it on Google. That's good enough.
Oh, yeah. I found it. Yeah. And then what did you say? 1 year graph?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So I bought the stock when it was at like $25 and then I sold it at like $45. So I made like $1,000 profit off of it.
Oh my God. That was crazy.
Yeah. So like, I genuinely think working like with this type of stuff throughout like middle school and stuff can definitely help you, like, you know.
That was in middle school?
No. This was, I mean, I'm just saying, like, throughout my life, I've been playing games this. So like, I genuinely think that working with stuff like this at a young age can really help you in, you know, like real life application stuff.
Yeah, that's true. So do you guys have any other comments about this?
I wanted to.
It was actually Apex and then it went to finance. It was honestly. I guess we'll move on to our next topic, which was Apple versus Epic Games. That came out to be a
I have no clue.
Bro. Okay, so yeah, what this basically was, right, Vivek? So literally Epic Games was like, you know what, screw Apple. We're gonna add our own microtransactions into our own game. And Apple was like, oh, no, you can't do that. You must go through the Apple store first. And then Epic Games said no. And so Epic Games just got deleted from the App Store.
Oh, yeah, they're 100% allowed to do that.
Well, no, because Apple...
Yeah, because it's in Apple's terms of service.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's like, if you, like to clarify, so what happened was, like, if you bought the, like, V-Bucks for Fortnite through Epic Games themselves and not... Apple, because Apple takes a 30% pay cut, I believe, then you'd have you get more V-Bucks for a cheaper price. So that's what they were doing, and Apple's like, you can't do that, and they didn't stop. So then Apple just like completely deleted Fortnite and all Epic Games and made Epic Games, like, they unverified them as a as developer. The creator
or developer.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Didn't the same thing happen with Epic Games and Google? Because I'm pretty sure it got removed from Android for a bit too, right?
Yeah, but then they put it back because they mainly have beef with Apple for some reason.
Well, because Apple just wants money.
Yeah, Apple wants money. Epic Games also wants money, and they're fighting for it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense in more in the case of Apple, because Apple already has like this precedent that, oh, you must give us like a good amount of your money whenever someone buys stuff from you, right? So yeah. If Epic Games was to get away with it, then like obviously everyone else is going to start arguing.
That's true, yeah, because Epic Games is such a big company.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. And now it's like everyone has like sides, and they're like arguing, debating, and it's become a huge mess.
I just came back. I had to open the door. Okay, so we're still talking about the Epic Games versus Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for me, I think that for Apple, they're 100% allowed to do this stuff, because think about it like this. I mean, at least at this point, we know Epic Games as a super trusted, you know, like, development team or whatever. They haven't, like, scammed anyone crazily. But the thing is that if they were to make an exception for Epic Games, that would mean that they'd have to make an exception for, like, you know, smaller apps and stuff. You want to know the funny thing? Because it just wouldn't be fair.
You want to know the funny thing, Vivek?
Yeah.
I literally said this while you were gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My bad.
I mean, that's the thing as well. Like, there's apps on the App Store that are scams. Like,
that's true, yeah.
If you Google it or whatever, I'm sure that you'll find some apps that literally they'd ask you to make a purchase in-game and they literally wouldn't give you anything.
So, like, literally every, like, small mobile game that says, like, upgrade for no ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's just like, it genuinely isn't fair, but like, honestly, making it like so that they're an unverified developer is, I think, you know, a little bit strange, because are there apps that you can download on iOS without like jailbreaking your phone that you can just download online?
I actually have no idea, because Apple, their operating system is written in a completely different language. So
it's iOS instead of Android. Yeah,
and Apple is like really like strict when it comes to like what goes in and what goes out of like their operating system.
Yeah, so that's true.
I doubt you can just go on Google and be like freegames.net.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like in Android, the security system is actually, it's pretty good, but like you can still download whatever.
Oh no, Android is completely like open. They trust that the user, whatever the user does, it's their fault if something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel Apple is like a lot more like friendly towards people who kind of don't really know what they're doing, like parents and stuff. So if they most likely won't really know the difference between, you know, is this app or this website safe to download from? So they just completely stop you from doing it, which isn't necessarily bad. But for a lot of users who, you know, they've been like interacting with technology and all, they know what to trust and all, it can be like a big deal.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Apple Android war has been going on for so long. Everyone's just kind of sick of it, to be honest.
I think it's just a stupid idea that people care this much. Like, get a life or something. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter. They both are bad in a lot of ways, and they're both awesome in a lot of ways. I think people just need to accept that and choose the phone that works best for them.
Yeah.
And at least for, like, us and stuff, I mean, any actual work I'm going to get done will be on my computer. I don't really play games much on my phone anyways. So, like... Yeah. I barely use my phone anymore. Like, the only thing I use it for is, like, Instagram and stuff like that. I don't really care which phone I have.
For teenagers.
Bro, no one uses Facebook anymore in this generation.
Bro, literally.
No one has ever used Facebook in this generation.
I literally just made Facebook with a different font, and then all the teens act like it's different than Facebook.
That's true. Yeah, Instagram is, it's kind of weird, to be honest.
Oh, no, but, like, hold on. This was back in July, actually, but I feel like this would be, like, interesting to talk about. Y'all know about, like, how Mixer, like, just got sold at Facebook?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. I heard about
that. Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
I don't know. Like,
the app is so dead, man.
Yeah.
And Twitch is so garbage. Don't get me wrong. I actually would have liked to see Mixer, like, you know, be superior. Because, like, Twitch is such a bad application.
Literally, as soon as I...
The phone app is really bad.
Have you seen their, like, mod team and stuff? It is so unjust. It's literally just a bunch of simps.
Honestly.
Like, some dude accidentally, like, shows something that he's not supposed to. Like, it isn't even his fault. He gets banned from Twitch. There'll be videos of, like, girls hitting their cats and stuff and nothing happens to them.
Whoa, it's insane. Hey, chill, Vivek, that's only Alinity.
Okay, but, like, you get what I mean, right?
Yeah, I know. Alinity just got...
It's ridiculous how can you have a mod team that itself is unjust?
Like, I do get...
This is one of the few times I'd be like, yeah, let's get a computer algorithm that knows what it's doing.
Exactly.
Literally, like, here's how Alinity, like, got away from the public, right? Because before, everyone was, like, roasting her about it. Mm-hmm. Literally, all she had to do was cry on stream, and then everyone just started simping and saying, oh no, you just have to change and be better. Like you could say that, like, if it was like one thing, right? But no, she, like, not only, like, poisons her cat, not only, like, abuses her cat, she committed, like, multiple offenses that would have gotten, like, any male streamer perma ban.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Dr. Disrespect getting banned and, like, the shadiness going on with that. Mm-hmm. Like, no one knows why he was banned, and Twitch won't say anything. And, like, it's like, why? Just tell us what he did.
Unless it's like he doesn't want to know, he doesn't want everybody to know, and Twitch does.
Like, I get that, right? But he literally said he's, like, suing for legal action because he doesn't know.
That's ridiculous.
Twitch didn't tell him why he was banned.
And I'm thinking, like, they might have, though. I'm thinking they might have, but he just doesn't want to tell people.
Why would he pursue legal action? I mean, he probably would if it's not like... If it's like some minor thing that he did, then he'd probably want to. But if it's major, like something like really bad that he did, then he definitely wouldn't pursue legal action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably something really small that just Twitch just Like, same thing with YouTube. YouTube goes around deleting people's videos for absolutely no reason. And, like, the copyright strike system's broken. The ownership system's broken. Like, people can claim other people's videos with no proof and get away with it. It's absolute BS, honestly.
Bro, that's literally just UMG. It's all UMG.
Bro, it's like, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, music, man. You can use it for anything. It shows every emotion. You put 5-second clip from any Universal Music thing, bro, your video is gone. No one is ever watching it again. It's off of YouTube.
Yeah, anything that's not originally made on YouTube is just owned by UMG, even if they don't actually own it.
Yeah.
They claim it anyway.
Yeah, honestly. There's this YouTube called Mumbo Jumbo, right? Like, have you guys heard of it?
Oh, the Redstone dude?
Yeah, the Redstone dude. Yeah, him. Yeah. So he had a 2-second clip. No, he had a song, right? Like a background music that he like didn't make himself, but like he bought the rights to.
Yeah.
But there was like 2 beats in the middle of the song that apparently was in a UMG song. So then they claimed his video. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. It was 2 beats that just consecutively sounded similar to like 2 beats in a different song. And they claimed his video. And it was so stupid.
Can you imagine just like, I don't know, you're a musician and you hit a bass drum one time and then just your video gets claimed? Just because, they use the bass drum in this song, and the people are like, wait, what? The bass drum in every song, how are you just gonna claim it?
Bro,
that's ridiculous.
If UMG has perfect pitch, it's all over. I'm literally just gonna say something, and then they're gonna be like,
oh, yeah, you know, in Eminem's song,
one of our songs,
actually, though, this is
they're just gonna be like, so yeah. Could you imagine just saying a random word? And they're like, "Oh yeah, Eminem said that in Rap God, so that's his word now. You can't say the word your anymore."
Actually, though, oh my god. I guess we'll move on to our next topic now, which is Call of Duty Cold War, Black Ops Cold War. Do you guys have any opinions on it?
Did they even like?
Oh, well, it's Cold War, though. I haven't played that much COD in general, any of the games, but like from what I can see, all my friends are saying it is literally just a matter of camping. Like, I've had friends who've had multiple games on end where they'll have teammates who don't even have one objective point.
Honestly, Call of Duty's kind of dying at this point. The only good thing they have going for them is Warzone. Like, no one actually really plays Modern Warfare anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
I'll tell you why it's dying, right? Because literally all their games require, like, at least, like, $1,000 in investment first.
Yeah, because you need, like, a whole hard drive to freaking play one game. It's so dumb, honestly.
And, like, if you buy, like, if you even look like you have the PS4 or, like, Xbox One, right? You probably won't have enough storage, so you have to go buy like another terabyte.
Yeah, honestly. And then the freaking like the graphics are crazy. Like, you need seriously high hardware for that.
That's why like all these like little games that are coming out, like Among Us and stuff, are like the only games I can genuinely play at this point. Because there's literally no in between. Like, you have, I'd say, like Minecraft, which would be super low end, CS, which would be like, you know, at least as close to the middle as possible.
Yeah.
And then you just have like all these super high quality 4K graphic games. And it's like, what? Why are there no games coming out that almost anybody can play? I don't want to have to go and build a gaming rig to be able to play one game.
Like, yeah, and it's like, it's the problem of the publisher. Like, Activision is one of the worst publishers along with EA. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, like, screwing up their games so much, it's driving everyone mad. Like, you see with EA, like, FIFA 20, what was it, FIFA 21?
I haven't even heard about that game.
Oh, my God. In the freaking, like, game, like, disc itself, or, like, the box, it says there is nothing different from FIFA 21 to FIFA 20. It's just that there's more microtransactions. That's all.
Dude, let's be real. The only time that FIFA was alive was when, like, KSI did videos on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the only thing that ever wanted... That's the only thing that ever made me want to even touch that game. Like, The game was so boring otherwise. And, like, I got, like, the mobile version. Basically, everyone had it back then because it was free. Yeah. I swear, like, people did calculations. You'd have to, like, play the game for, like, what was it? Like, probably, like, 40 days on end to be able to open one of the, like, good packs that are worth, like, 100k coins. It's ridiculous.
Those games. You were saying something, Ethan? Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, yeah, so... I think, so I was going to say some of my cousins actually play FIFA. Then I realized they don't even touch the PS4 anymore, so.
Actually. Oh, my God. Like, say, the same thing with, like, EA, right? Like, not EA, sorry, Activision. Like, they are, like, doing much better now with, like, Call of Duty and World of Warcraft because they also own Blizzard and stuff. Yeah. But, like, in the past, they did everything they could to make the most money possible, not listening to the fans, not listening to anyone, just listening to how much money they could make. Honestly, like the new World of Warcraft, right? There's a new expansion coming out, Shadowlands. Have you guys heard about it?
What,
bro?
There's a new World of Warcraft expansion coming out. Shadowlands.
Anything about that game?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm like absolutely obsessed with that game, but like it's too expensive for me to play, so I just like keep track of what's going on. So like so like what happened is like. They were like Battle for Azeroth was the previous expansion. They screwed that thing up so much. People, like, literally half the fan base threatened to leave if they screwed up the next expansion as well. Jeez. So, like, Activision legit, like, actually wanted to make the players, like, feel like they were somewhat in power and did what the players wanted instead of just trying to make money. And, like, actually, Shadowlands is turning out to be a pretty good expansion. Like honestly, not the best one, but like it's still like up there with like
you say
the
top five. Are you talking about DLC? This is just PC terminology for DLC.
No. It's like it's the World of Warcraft works a little bit differently. So what they do is every like 2 to 3, like actually it's 2 years now. So every 2 years they release a new expansion for World of Warcraft that you have to like buy, and like adds like more game modes, more stuff, and like more armors and stuff like that. So you just get to play more. So, yeah. But, like, the one, like, one problem with World of Warcraft is that it costs $77 for 6 months of game time. And, like, that's a really outdated, like, system for, like, playing. And, like, that's becoming kind of a problem.
That's like a Wizard 101 type system.
Yeah, that's like literally Wizard 101 type stuff. You have to pay, like, I think it's, like, $15 per month to play the game.
I spent $60 in crowns just to try to beat the game in Wizard 101. And I didn't even get level 50.
Jeez.
Dude, Wizard 101, I've heard of it, but my parents never let me play it because they knew about the microtransactions in that game.
Oh, yeah, your parents were smart. Your parents know stuff.
Yeah. See, my dad, he was a gamer, and my uncles, they're all gamers and stuff. So, like, yeah, he knows his stuff. Yeah, it's literally
my uncle. I don't think me or Ethan can relate to that whatsoever.
Yeah, literally, I expected to at least be able to beat the game with $60 worth of crowns.
Yeah.
But $60?
$60.
Dang, I thought you said 60 crowns. I was like, wow, that costs like, what, $5? And then you said $60. And I'm like, wait a minute.
See, you need, in order to beat the game, you literally have to buy a yearly membership and then just speedrun it.
Oh my God.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, these games, dude, these outdated games, like World of Warcraft, really need to like change up their systems to make it more inviting for players.
And then I think what I did, right? I think after I bought the crowns, I literally decided to like check the website and see how much crowns each thing cost. And I think it was like $100-something worth of crowns to complete the game.
Oh my God. Wow. $100, imagine.
$100.
Just to play it. You know, I
would think. No. See, I'll tell you something better that's worth $100. 6 Valorant skins. Dude, it's so dumb. Valorant's like their whole like financial, like their system of like cryptocurrency is so stupid. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can progress. You have to buy your way through to get things you want.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Like at least like League of Legends, that's also like super like heavily based on microtransactions. Mm-hmm. But you can at least like, also another problem with League is that you don't get all the characters in the beginning. You have to, like, buy them separately. Yeah. And someone did a calculation. If you want to buy all the characters, it's $1,000. Uh-huh. And it's like, wait a minute, why?
Honestly, I think that that's really fun to work towards in some games. But, like, also, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal, at least for a lot of games, because there's, like, characters that you just 100% shouldn't get. So you just kind of get the ones that you want to get, and then that's it.
Yeah. But, like, if you're, like, a pro player, you have to spend $1,000.
Yeah.
Because, like, you need to know how to play each and every single character. Because of, like, different team comps, different positions in the map, and stuff like that.
Just play Dota Forehead. Get all characters.
Yeah, that's what me and Ethan do. We just play Dota.
Bro, I just play Dota and I just don't know what I'm doing, though.
Yeah, like, when I first started, I literally was, like, roaming onto the other side, like, the other team's part of the map and just, like, messing around, not knowing what to do. And it was really funny.
Yeah. Literally, all I know how to do is, like, run towards an enemy and attack and how to run away when I'm starting to die.
Actually, that game is so complicated, but that's why I love it. That's why I like it so much.
That's also why a lot of people just go for League instead, even though it's like,
yeah, League is a lot less complicated.
Yeah, because League, I literally was just like right clicking and I was already like doing like much better than I was in Dota.
That's true.
What do you think about learning curves in those type of games? Do you think the games need to make it easier for like for new players, or they should keep it so that, you know, there's an actual learning curve and, you know, more experienced players are rewarded?
I feel like a high learning curve is fine. It's just that you have to have, like, it just has to be easier to, like, start, to, like, find a, like, good position.
Definitely.
To, like, start. Yeah, yeah. So, like, what I think what Ethan's trying to say is, like, there should be, like, a very, like, low floor, but also a very high ceiling.
Yeah.
Because, like, people at the bottom can, like, start and eventually learn up till this, like, the build, like, all of it. So, like,
yeah, because, like, for example, like, a game like Smash Bros, right? Yeah. So, that's, like, one of the games where, like, I'd say that's the example of having, like, a really high skill ceiling, but also having, like, a really low, like, starting point. Because you can still play the game just fine, even if you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you can just run around
for
just
sure.
pressing buttons and maybe get a kill.
But if you want to get better, there's so many tools for you to be able to do it. Like, they have the training setup where, like, you can practice your combos and stuff. And then they have, like, oh, yeah, you can also do, like, matches against bots and change the difficulty.
Yeah.
That's something that I think they need to implement in most games. Like, even for Valorant, I don't think having just a training area is enough.
Yeah, honestly. Actually, that brings us to our next topic, which is Smash Bros. And Steve in Smash, caught
Perfect
me by surprise,
decision.
To be honest.
Perfect decision.
Honestly. Actually, people are now theorizing that Master Chief might be in Smash. He might be the next character. Not next character, but may be a character in the future. Like,
see, like, look, the other DLCs, you know, some of them, except with the exception of Bioshock, all of them were like, if you told me that he was going to be in Smash, I would have called you crazy or whatever like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But literally, just Minecraft Steve just sounds like some mod someone just put in Smash Bros.
Exactly. And he's so glitchy and he like glitches out like the other people so much. It legit sounds like a mod, to be honest.
He's glitchy.
Like, have you seen some of the glitches that he can cause?
I have. Like, hold on, give me an example. I might know what you're talking about.
So, like, do you know how, like, he can place two blocks, and if Samus punches one of the blocks, she goes through the stage and, like, under the bottom and, like dies straight up.
Wow.
Oh.
It's so broken.
Well, you see, here's the thing, though. No one punches as Samus.
That's true. But, like, still, it's possible, and it's crazy.
When I first, like, started my journey in maining zombie in Smash, I kind of had no idea how to deal with projectiles. But then I had a big brain moment and I just placed one block in front of me.
Uh-huh. Hey, that's true.
I couldn't do anything.
Honestly. Wait, so Vivek, do you have the Steven Smash or do you not?
Oh, no, I didn't buy the TOC.
Okay. That makes sense.
I've seen like a couple of videos and stuff though. I think it's awesome that they're adding so many different games to it. That'll definitely help them with sales a lot. And that's one good thing about it. One of the best things I think about the Nintendo DLC is the default characters that you don't have to pay for. There's already so much you can do with them. It's not like you're really inclined to buy, you know, a DLC unless, like, you know, obviously you're a pro or, you know, you just have a fascination towards getting a specific character.
Yeah. Like, if I had a Switch in Smash Bros., I'd definitely buy Steve. I definitely would. But, yeah. Steve is just a very interesting character because he's very different compared to all the other characters.
Yeah, but it's definitely not pay to win as well, which I think was something that people had like a big problem with. I think who was a Bayonetta, like you had to buy her when she was like ridiculously OP. So like I think I'm like really glad at least that Nintendo isn't adding a new character that's just completely broken that you have to pay for. The closest one to that I think was Joker, but it's not like he was like, you know, anywhere near a Bayonetta level of OP.
Yeah, because
Bayonetta in Smash 4, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Smash 4, holy moly,
Bayonetta. Yeah, so the DLC now, a lot of the characters like are either like mediocre but they have something broken or they're like really good. But the thing about them being really good is there's still a lot of characters in Smash Bros that without the DLC that are like still like top tier, like for example Pikachu, like Zero Suit, those people. So like you can Luigi like contest pretty easily against DLC characters.
Luigi.
Luigi the best.
Oh my god. Yeah. So, is there any other topics you guys want to talk about? Yeah, honestly, this was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's it for today. I will catch you guys on the updraft. Good day.